This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. In the meantime, though, we also have today on Twitter where I hope you're prepared for a big old case of deja vu because we're talking about RFID once more.
Yes. And I think you don't need me to explain that this is probably not a We Love RFID kind of story. So all of this starts, has its roots in a photo that was posted on Twitter by a user named Adam J. And it's a picture of a long, and when I say long, a really long queue at the Jalan Duta toll station, but only in the RFID lanes. And together with the picture, the person basically tweeted, "Perfect picture of how inefficient RFID lanes are," with an eye roll emoji. Needless to say, this has of course generated much frustration and unhappiness from RFID users and also people who have been stuck in traffic jams at tolls because of RFID.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty, I just wanted to pay some artistic dues and say that if you haven't seen the photo, you really should, because it looks like a painting. It really is too perfectly, almost perfectly symmetrical, incredibly long lines of cars on the RFID lanes that are basically straddling smart tag lanes that are completely empty. And that's what the photo looks like.
Traffic in still life.
That's what it looks like, 2022. And when we say long, we mean the kind of thing where as you're approaching from a distance, you say, "Hey, what is happening?" And then your heart sinks so hard that
then you're hoping
the
it's not the lane that you have to get into. Yeah,
exactly.
I got anxiety kind of looking at the photo.
Right. It's the kind of thing where you know that what's waiting you is a sea of red brake lights and that's going to be your view for 15 minutes. So all of which to say, not the first time that we're hearing complaints about RFID, but today we wanted to focus a little bit more on the discussion that was happening in the comments of the tweet itself. Because while this was the photo, I think what emerged from the conversation that was happening were more along the lines of, well, is this the technology's fault? Is it the user's fault? Or is it the fact that there hasn't been enough information about how RFID stickers should actually be applied and whether that's the issue? So as we mentioned, this came from Adam J, who also went on to say, "I remember the days when smart tag and touch and go were implemented and we smirked at those who would line up to pay cash. Oh, how the turntables," which I wanted to read just because tribute to Michael Scott. But then we also have others like Harjit saying, "Please don't blame the technology, blame the recalcitrant people who fail or refuse to equip themselves with the right gadgets. There will always be some resistance or learning curve needed to understand new technology. Give it some time before declaring it to be ineffective."
That's actually an interesting one because, firstly, I wonder whether I'm one of the recalcitrants because I haven't yet made the swap over to RFID. I will. But I think it is true that people who fail to use it properly are partly to blame. But then that goes back to the question of, it's a pretty new technology. Do people actually know what to do? Are there enough resources or guides or whatever that actually tells people what the optimal way of using the RFID lane is? And I want to say no, because I certainly haven't come across nearly enough.
Yeah, and that's what the other tweets are saying, right? So we have this from someone who goes by Abba, who says, "If the requirements are too dependent on other small things, maybe the system needs to change and not the user." Meanwhile, James says, "When we have to slow down our vehicle just so the tags can be read, that too in the event it successfully reads the tag in the first attempt, such an ineffective system is akin to paying by cash." And I think I will say that as somebody who is not yet using it, but who has been also looking at and listening to all these accounts, I think it is better than paying by cash, because there are also a lot of people who say, "I've had zero problems. I've been using it since 2019 or whatever and have never had an issue except on certain specific highways." And there are recurring highways that come up as being problematic. But I do think that, like you said, I can't remember the last time I encountered an RFID PSA. I think it's one thing when these sorts of tweets come up and then you have people talking about it. I think it's one thing when it becomes all the rage and suddenly we can't stop talking about multi-lane free flow. And then, sure, in those moments, again, you have some instructional things emerging. But broadly speaking, I cannot remember the last time that I was driving somewhere or walking around a commercial center, shopping center, and I just encountered a poster, for example, telling me what RFID was and how it's best used.
I think it's worth pointing out that up till now, at least, or until very recently, everyone who has been using RFID were early adopters. And I think by nature, a lot of those who sort of take that leap are people for whom these things come a little bit easier. And I think these sorts of problems and challenges are going to be things that that surface as more and more people, the tech reluctant to the tech unsavvy, start taking on these. And so that's when it becomes even more important to put this sort of thing in place. I'm thinking back to when I was a kid and all of those how to fill your own petrol PSAs were everywhere, right? And because we were making quite a large shift from people helping you to fill petrol in your car to having to do it yourself. And, you know, even now I remember the whole Angkat Tolak Masuk Picit PSAs, advertisements, you know, billboards and so on. And I do think that perhaps something like that is needed. Something that's almost idiot-proof for people to clearly understand what to do and how this works.
We talked about this the last time also, that in the days of the early adoption, before it, I think, was very clear to everyone that this was going to be not just a mainstay, but actually something that we're all supposed to actively transition towards, right? This was something that we kept seeing in shopping malls, which makes sense because a lot of people drive to shopping malls, and it makes sense, therefore, that you would try to reach them there where their cars are already, and you can just kind of make that happen. But that kind of outreach was helpful because the other sort of prevailing wisdom that's coming through with RFID is that you are best served by having somebody put the sticker on for you, that you have the highest likelihood of getting it placed in the correct spot. If you want to do this at gas stations, it makes sense for gas stations to have that there because that's where you are. In the case of RFID, though, I don't know where we would necessarily want to do that, whether it would be at the tolls themselves, whether it would be on billboards, whether it would be... Yeah, I'm not sure.
And we have the internet now and social media and WhatsApp forwards and all of these things, which clearly people can use for all sorts of information that we don't really need. So I think that there's so much opportunity for spaces, quote-unquote spaces, which don't have to be physical spaces. And some amount of outreach perhaps might be needed as well. I certainly haven't seen any. So I would love to hear from listeners if they've come across these sorts of tutorials or PSAs.
All of which to say, do you think that there has been enough clear information provided for people to swap over to RFID, since that's supposed to be the big push here? We're talking about this today because of a rather great photo that was shared by Adam J on Twitter showing an extremely long queue at the Jalan Duta toll only in RFID. Smart tag, completely empty. So yeah, we'd like to hear from you. Is there enough information out there? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Banish fraudulent manoeuvres. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:53. We're talking today, well, about roads, sort of. Roads not taken, some taken too much, especially in the form of RFID, which once more is trending on Twitter after a photo that was shared of an extremely long queue at the Jalan Duta toll in which no one was using the smart tag lanes, but every single person seemed to be using RFID and waiting quite a bit. So we were asking you, do you think there's been enough clear information provided for people to swap over? You can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us.
Let's start with two who are directly answering or replying to what we've been asking, in that is there enough information on how to actually use RFID? So Amirul says, isn't the tutorial on installing the RFID on the packaging itself, and it's also on the Touch and Go e-wallet, under toll and how to install RFID? It's pretty much there when you get your RFID and when you link your e-wallet to the tag. I don't use it currently because I don't find the need to. There's only one RFID lane now in most tolls. A malfunction either from the user or the toll itself surely has been expected, yet there's only one lane. The Touch and Go card still exists. It still baffles me why people don't bring their Touch and Go card as a backup. And Marnaidu is actually saying the same. When you buy the RFID, the pack itself has the instructions. Maybe the manufacturer needs to add a QR code which links to a video tutorial step-by-step in all three languages, as well as a tutorial in the pack with another QR code on how to activate using the Touch and Go e-wallet.
Really good points. I think what other users are commenting on is that even with the tutorial on installing, people are not installing it in the place that they're recommending you to install it. And so you have all these questions to do with whether or not the tint, for example, on your windshield is too dark, even though it's not supposed to be there, you know, all these other things pop up. So certainly user error is a part of this. I think, however, if we go back to our initial question, it's not just about the installation of it so much as the persuasion to install it. And so in terms of outreach, right, whether you are actually telling people, hey, listen, this is how easy it is. Because if you're already buying the RFID, you're already there. Now, what's happening is whether you can install it correctly. But if you're not yet there, if you're still using Touch and Go or, I don't know, paying cash, then what is going to get you to that point?
And I think that's actually the thing that, so part of that is also convincing people that it's worthwhile to adopt, right? And the more you hear about traffic jams at the toll or, you know, it not working, I think people feel less willing to make that switch over because there's going to be a painful adjustment period. We had Anwar who called earlier who said, as a user of RFID, I have no problems with it. It's just that I think the technology is not matured enough. And so we should provide a support system on the ground so that whenever problems, whatever problems that occur in that lane can be resolved as soon as possible. This is to prevent traffic jams as well as angry drivers.
I would say that the support system on the ground is a great idea, provided it is more of a support than the support system that currently exists. Because, you know, I think anyone who has had the experience of getting stuck at any of the lanes knows that you can wait there as long as you like, with your hazard lights going and the cars behind you honking, and you still might not see a human being walking over to that lane. So I'm not certain, actually. I agree that there should be one, but I would say if there is going to be one, it has to be better.
We have Siemens actually saying something that a few people have pointed out. Siemens is saying there should be an alternative payment system in the event of RFID failure. And meanwhile, says, if there's a long queue in the RFID lane, why does everyone still go there? Switch la to TNG instead.
Which is what Amirul was saying earlier, right? Why don't people bring their Touch and Go cards as a backup? I don't have an answer to that because, again, I'm not yet an RFID user, but when we swap, you'll hear about it, my friends. We're talking today about RFID trending once more on Twitter. We want to know, what are your thoughts on this? Has there been enough information provided for people? You can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.